This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Come on. 5563. Always a pleasure. And I mean that sincerely. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Had a great time doing whatever it is you were doing. You know, but we're, man, I'll tell you what. Watching the fight all weekend long. And, you know, with these numbers, and now we hear that Giuliani is sick with the virus. You think somebody gave him the virus? I'm asking, you know. I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy. He puts himself in touch with a lot of people. You know, he gets in front of a lot of people. I get it. But, you know, our heart and prayers go out to him, his family, and others, too. Look, it's not just them. It's not just people on our side of the aisle. I don't want anybody getting sick from this. I mean, really, seriously, I want you to think about it. I don't want anybody really getting sick from this. If you have it, we've all had some kind of virus. I was just talking to somebody today about the seasonal flu. Today, right now, as of today, or earlier, I think the numbers were in the low hundreds. Is how many people have died from the seasonal flu. Somehow we have cured the seasonal flu. And I keep bringing that up because under normal years with the average and what have you, by now we'd have a 500,000 people or more who have had the seasonal flu. No, it'd be a lot more than 500,000. That's right, too. Because last time I checked, like 2.5 million people would have had the seasonal flu in some way, shape, manner, or form. And I used to get it almost as a ritual. Somewhere between mid-October and mid-December, right? Figures, right? In the middle of holidays, perfect. But somewhere between those dates, I would always get the flu. I'd be in bed for a couple of days. You're not in bed for a couple of days. And last year, somehow, it kicked my butt. I was in bed for 3 weeks off and on. Didn't know anything about this COVID. Okay? Yeah, I was sucking for wind at time. I get it. Probably didn't have it as bad as some. But give it some serious thought here. Why do we not have the high numbers of people? I don't want people dying from this. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm just trying to be scientifically factual. Why do we not have the high number of people in hospitals with this flu? You know, every year you'd hear, you know, we're seeing an uptick in the seasonal flu this year. Hospitals are inundated with people showing up at the emergency room for flu shots or antibiotics or whatever it is that they were getting. You're not hearing any of that now. Come on, think about it. You're not hearing any of that now. What are you hearing? You're consistently hearing about how these beds are being inundated in California. If we drop below 15% of our beds being available. Now, notice how they deal with. If we drop below 50% of our beds being available, I love this. I'm sorry. I don't mean this in a mean way. Then what ends up happening is we go into a different lockdown scenario, which is perfect. Great. Perfect. Whatever. But here's the deal. In my area, I want you to think about this. Think about this. We have 300 and some odd thousand people in the area that I live in. We have a hospital that holds, that has a COVID unit, if that's what you want to call it, COVID area, that holds 60. Let that just kind of ferment there for a second. Right? If you're really serious about this, wouldn't you want the beds available or beds to be available and made available that at least are equal to the amount of people, the percentage of people that are getting this? And again, just because you test positive for it, you know, you're asymptomatic, doesn't mean you need any care or help to speak of. You want to bolster your immune system. I got all that. That's cool. But think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins us after the break. Always enjoy her time with us. You know, you're seeing more and more of these numbers pop up. You're seeing more and more information pop up on how many of these ballots were hidden or run. You know, the one woman gave her testimony. I'd love to go through these one by one with you guys, but it would take 5 hours to do it. But I love the one woman. She said she walked up to a table. Yeah, you know, she's supposed to be a watcher. And the woman said, you know, Democrat, Republican, all right, okay. And then another woman walked up, was a Democrat, and she was a Democrat. She said, oh, well, she's here with me. So that was two Democrats at the same table watching over ballots. You think they'd be okay with two Republicans sitting at the same table watching over ballots? I don't think so. But anyway, when you get past all of that, she said she watched from afar. How they kept shoving the same ballots through over and over and over, you know, stack of ballots they had. They kept putting them through to be counted over and over and over again. It's just so wrong. Some of the poll watchers talked about how they were bringing up issues and incidents that happened. And the big problem they had there was they were being called troublemakers and told they were going to be asked to leave. Isn't that cool? For doing their job and do what they were asked to, you know, what they were brought in to do, to watch over and make sure the election was clear above board, they were going to be told to leave. I'm kind of confused. No, I mean that for real. Kimberly Marin's going to join us in a few minutes. Appreciate your time with me. You know, get a drink. Yeah, heat up your... I don't mean a drink, you know what I'm saying? Get a drink. Heat up your coffee. You know, come on back with us. I'm telling you, you don't really want to miss any of this because I'm sure she's hot on this stuff. She's irritated about what happened. And there's a lot going on. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Really, don't go far. Seriously. All right, maybe I screwed that one up on my own.
You're testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different different plans. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Bills on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, go to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls, a lot going on. There's a lot happening, a lot you want to be involved with. You know, I'm thinking maybe I should have her come on, right? Because, you know, you've been waiting for her anyhow, and I know she's wound up. It's Christmas time for her with her 27 Christmas trees. My God, Melania Trump should have hired her, you know, to help out with the Christmas trees at the White House. Kimberly Murray joins me.
I would do a damn good job.
Oh. What? You put up trees, you throw stuff on them, everybody gets excited. What can I tell you? Yeah.
No. That's not how it works. It's all about the placement of the ornaments.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, okay. I'm sure that's it. Not a problem in there. Anyway. all right, look. I know the last thing you probably want to talk about is politics, but too bad.
You know, I've had to put up with it all weekend long. I had to watch it all weekend long, and I am thoroughly disgusted at places like Fox News. I mean, the majority of Fox News, I'll put it that way, not all of them, but the majority of Fox News sitting there and, you know, telling the president that he just needs to give up. You know, he needs to stop, you know, putting all the energy on it and what have you. Are they serious? Do they understand where this country will be with a Joe Biden? Look at the choices that he's making for his cabinet. These would all be the cabinet choices of AOC and team, wouldn't they?
His cabinet choices are horrifying, and whether they're extreme leftists or they're establishment, every American should be afraid.
Oh, I agree with you. And the other thing they should be afraid of, it won't be President Biden. It's very obvious already, isn't it?
Yep.
You know?
The guy can't even walk in his shower, for God's sakes.
Listen, the best one so far is he was chasing the dog or playing with the dog.
After he got out of the shower, so he was apparently naked, grabbing the dog's tail, which, you know, you don't really grab a dog's tail.
Hmm. All right, let's not go there, okay? Go past that. Not even put the thought in somebody's head.
Anyhow. Maybe the dog was trying to rub his hairy legs.
There you go. Just sad. Anyhow, you know, I see you totally threw me off now, right? So apparently the dog tripped up the carpet. He tripped over the carpet, and that's how it all happened. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Now, somebody sent me a picture. I don't know how real it is. But they sent me a picture of Joey B with the foot cast on one side, the you know, boot. And then the next day with the boot was on the other side.
Stop
you know,
it.
And I'm going, you have to prove this is real. I can see. The sad part is that we've been lied to by these people so much, we've been played by these people so much. When you see a picture like that, the first thought isn't, oh, that's photoshopped. The first thought is, my God, he's such an idiot. I can believe in him doing that. Right?
Yep.
So
yeah.
it never stops with these people. It's really kind of weird. Well, not weird. It's
no, because they can't be trusted at all.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
But you heard what they did with they're now getting from judges, getting permission to grab the Dominion machines. And they grabbed a couple of machines from Georgia. I don't know if you heard about this. All right? And they ran an equal amount of ballots, sir. All right? And until, you know, I mean, this has been picked up by a couple of the lesser major news sources, because you're never going to see anything like this on CNN or MSNBC. Mm-mm. It's sad to say now you won't even see it on Fox, I don't believe. But let's just say for conversation's sake, they put 100 of them through, and they were marked equally, 50-50, Joe and Trump, and it came up 26% higher for Joe Biden than for Donald Trump. Biden won by 26%. This is a Georgia
machine. Even though all the ballots were equal?
Yep.
Wow.
So they documented this. These are all things that are going to be brought in front of the court. These are all things. There was a story earlier today that the FBI may have raided a home of one of the Dominion workers that were actually at the polls, supposedly overseeing the machines, and they got a handful of those little chips, the little drives.
The USB drives?
Yeah, the USB drives. So if that's true, I mean, you're seeing this happen over and over and over and over again, which I'm excited about. I want it so in their face that there's no way they can say, no, there's nothing to see here. You know?
Yeah, it has to be that way. I don't know if we're going to get, I don't know if the courts are going to go along, or if politicians are going to go along. It's kind of scary, actually.
Well, Alito came out earlier today, and he or over the weekend, I'm sorry, and he pushed a date up for Pennsylvania to come in with to argue their point before he gets nasty with these people. You know, because they've admitted that there's issues. You know, these judges have to be, to a degree, I think. These judges have to be watching what's happening, you know, on TV and other places. There's no way they're just staying totally away from it. And they've got to be scratching their heads going, oh, my God, how can they not be looking at this? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
So, I don't know.
And you know, it,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so, you know, some of us have been paying attention to voter fraud and know it exists in every election for years. Others never, you know, don't believe it exists or just think it's, you know, whatever, here or there. It's a figment of everybody's imagination. But you can't ignore what's been going on and what's been coming out. I mean, a one woman said when she was testifying in court, I had to sign something that says I'm telling the truth or I can go to prison. And that's a valid point.
Yep.
Because if it turns out she's lying, she will go to prison, unlike, you know, Hillary Clinton or James Comey or any of those
one
scumbags.
Of the others.
Yep. But a regular American who's trying to out this kind of stuff, they will go to prison if they're lying, and we all know that.
Yeah. No.
Because, you know, there's a different class. There's the political class, and then there's us.
Yep. Yeah, again, you go back to all the fraud that's been perpetrated, the fraud that can be proved. And, you know, I mean, short of having somebody stand there over your shoulder and watching what you're checking or not checking, when they move you past or a distance away where you can't see what's on the ballot, when you have somebody, you know, a Republican standing there and saying, look, I saw the ballot count. It was on the screen. When they refreshed it, there was a 50,000, you know, vote split, all for Joe and about 800 votes for Trump, which is a statistical impossibility.
Right.
When you see those things, you can't just ignore that. I have to believe or not believe that SCOTUS is just going to blow it off.
They can't, though. How can they?
Oh, I don't believe they will. Roberts may not go our way, but you've got five originalists that are going to look at this and go, no. Not going to
let
that happen. Anyway, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia's Secretary of State recertified the results of the November election on Monday following another recount, a result that gave former Vice President Joe Biden a win by about 12,000 votes. But some, including Congressman Jim Jordan, still have questions about the election's integrity. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that if Georgia's election officials are so confident in their processes, They should allow the examination of signatures on absentee ballots.
Why won't some of these, why won't Governor Kemp in Georgia, for example, let us recheck the signatures and actually find out the rejection rate that Mr. Starr was talking about early? It was next to nothing this election when you got 41% of the electorate sending a mail-in ballot in. That defies any type of common sense. So why don't these guys let us check it out? If they're so confident their elections were fine, why don't they let us check it out? But they refuse to do so, and that's what's troubling so many Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Before I get back to my guest, Kimberly Marin, who actually she's kind of like more like a co-host than she's a guest because she's on, you know, every week with us, helps us kick off the week, get an idea of what we're talking about, what we might be talking about. Let's go to Butch in Iowa. Butch, you there?
Butch!
I see that. Butch!
Hello? Hi, can you
Hello.
Hear me?
I can now. Can you hear me?
Ken, it's Butch calling. It's funny, I could hear you still eating the food when you come back from the break. I caught you, Joe. You just still eating the food.
I had to swallow fast, man, you know.
What are you eating?
You don't want to watch me pass out on a keyboard on live radio. I guess you don't watch live radio. So, Butch, what's up?
Trump,
what's happening? What do you,
Trump,
you want to talk about voting?
Trump is lose, right? I've seen it. Trump is lose. You guys keep saying and think he's win, but Trump is lose, I think, right?
Well, if you're into the mafia type of tactics of stealing votes and stealing stuff like that, then you're right, then he didn't win. But if you're into real... If you're into real numbers and really who won and how the votes came in, then no, he won by a landslide. He won by big numbers. But, heck, if you're okay with the stealing...
Even Attorney General Barr says he is lose, though.
No. You bought into what mainstream media was saying. The DOJ came back out the next day and said, look, that's not what he said. He said the investigation's still ongoing. If they thought there was absolutely nothing, they wouldn't investigate anything. Are you telling me you don't believe any of those hours and hours and hours of testimonies from people who signed affidavits in Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin?
I can't listen to it
all. Well, then you don't want the truth, Butch. All you want to do is hear what you want to hear.
I'm a fan of yours. Why are you yelling at me?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, all I'm saying to you is if you're not going to listen to the other side and listen to the actual truth, how are you going to make a decision?
But, Joe, I'd listen to all of it every day on the news and all the day on the internet and listen to your show, and I want Donald Trump is win, but he is lose. Donald Trump is lose. I can't help it. I want him to win, but he is lose.
If he's going to lose, I want him to lose honestly, okay? And this thing is being stolen by a group of people that could care less about you, Butch. They could care less about me or Kimberly or anybody else for that matter, buddy.
You know why my feet is hurt? Do you know why my feet is hurting?
I have no idea.
Oh, I just look, and I think it's, I got my shoes is on wrong foot.
Okay, Butch. Butch, you have a great rest of the night. I appreciate your time. All right, Kimberly.
I don't know what that was all about.
Butch calls in from time to time. I think he uses a different name sometimes, but anyway. Look, there's a lot of people out there that feel like, you know, he's lost, it's a lost cause, the whole nine yards, and no. I mean,
Here's the deal. Even if he lost, we deserve to have fair elections.
That's right.
Get it, people? I have been posting about voter fraud for years. I have spent massive amounts of time researching it. I know it exists. A lot of people know it exists. I just want fair elections.
That's all we want.
We need to know
if we lose,
that our votes
we want to lose
count.
Honestly, right?
Yep.
I want to lose because I didn't put the work in. I want to lose because I didn't have people, you know, trust me enough to vote for me. I don't want to lose because a bunch of thugs showed up with a truckload of votes at 3:30 in the morning.
And I'm laughing about his mafia comment. Does he not know who runs the unions? I mean, come on.
You know,
come
you know
on,
really
man.
Funny. Okay, so here's what's really funny. So a lot of people that I talk to that don't understand how this could happen and who would do something like this. And you know, I always joke about this. It's the white suburban folk who don't think that people do this stuff. When you grow up in Boston, you grow up in New York City, you grow up in places like Chicago, you've
Philly.
Seen this stuff. Philly, okay, yeah, I'm
coming
on that one.
Tammany Hall, hello.
Right? It just never stops. And people...
And that's, okay, so, right. Excuse me, that's the thing, Joe. People haven't heard about it before. They don't know history. They don't believe there are scumbag people who would do this type of thing because they haven't seen it or read about it or whatever. And of course, that kind of stuff isn't taught in high school or college.
Well, they wouldn't,
you know?
Do it, right? I mean, they think
of course they
wouldn't
do it.
Do it, so nobody else would do it. Why would anybody do something like that? It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, that's dumb. I would never murder anyone, but duh, I know lots of people do decide to do that.
Yeah, you know, they stick their head in the sand somewhere. And they think the stuff that doesn't happen. But look at, it's just like Thanksgiving. I know this is going to light you up, but it's just like Thanksgiving here in California, where we're told. So if you're Italian, you're really screwed here. We're told you can't have more than two, you know, family groups together, no more than 10 people, and not for any more than 2 hours. My God, it takes you 2 hours to get through the antipasto, let alone anything else in the meal. So
right,
but. But the upper echelon, right? The ones that are so much smarter than us, the ones that were already on vacation somewhere else, right? They're okay with them. So they want to shut down Thanksgiving. And now, you know where they're going now, right?
Yeah, now they want to cancel Christmas. They actually want to cancel Christmas. We knew this was coming, but they want to cancel Christmas because they want to make people even more miserable at the end of 2020 than they've been making people all of 2020.
Yep. But
you know what I say to them? Oh, I can't say. I probably can't even say a bad Italian word. Sorry.
You can't.
I was going to say a bad Italian word. My friend Lisa Freeman knows what that word is.
No, but seriously, these are godless, soulless people. Think about what they're doing out there. They want to stop you from going to churches. They want to stop you from getting together in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, in Thanksgiving, God forbid you're giving thanks and stopping to think about what you do have, what's yours, what you're happy to have, how you can keep it, maybe. I mean,
holidays are all about
pulls us together.
Yeah, holidays are all about friends and family, and they want to stop all of it. All of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen some places, but they have, you know, Santa, where kids usually go and get to see Santa and tell them what they want, blah, blah, blah. Well, Santa's behind a plastic window now. I find that kind of horrifying.
How personal, right? I mean,
yeah.
Ho, 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 sit on my plastic. I mean, I don't know what it sounds like.
I won't even be able to bring my bulldog to see Santa this year. No. I usually bring him to see Santa Paws.
You're not really. Not really.
Yes, I do. Every year.
You're fine,
well,
right?
This is only his second Christmas that I've had him, but yes, of course I bring him.
Oh.
And I brought my other bulldogs, too.
I got nothing.
The Christmas spirit lives in all living beings.
I got
Mr.
nothing.
Mr. Messina.
I got nothing. Oh, my God. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Do you never heard of Santa Mouse?
No, I can't say. You,
all right. I want everybody to go look up Santa Mouse and read the story about Santa Mouse. He's the coolest mouse on the planet.
All right. We're going to move on to reality now.
Grinch.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen my Facebook page, apparently. Anyhow.
So, but they are. They're trying to cancel Christmas. So they're destroying businesses, destroying livelihoods, destroying lives. And now they want to destroy the one time of year that people usually all enjoy each other, enjoy friends, and get together and just be, you know, happy and merry. And they want to destroy that, too.
Yeah, but listen, you know what it's about? I mean, seriously, think about something. It's a time when we come together and we strengthen each other, right? We reset. We solidify relationships. We encourage each other. And they can't have that. If you do that, you may have more people. Here in California, I've got to give some of these people credit. You know, they're rising up all over the place. They're getting together at night after 10 o'clock. I mean, again, to your point earlier, coronavirus apparently has some kind of activation code that it stays dormant until 9:59 West Coast. And then at 10 o'clock, it comes out and attacks people in a vengeance. You know what I mean?
Oh, they have the curfew in Massachusetts, too.
Oh, my God. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing. My brother called me, still lives in Massachusetts, and he's the same thing. They've just been home. It's not even worth going into the city. I mean, here, Los Angeles County, not L.A. County, but L.A. City, another piece of work there. If he gets too many complaints on you, they're going to shut off the power and the water to your home. Well, doesn't that make sense
what?
If we're supposed to be washing our hands on a regular basis and or, you know, have the heat there? That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it?
Do people not realize how Orwellian this crap is?
You're asking them to say something or do something. They haven't read the book. They don't believe it to be true. They've been beat up over the last 10 years being told what whacktoids people like you and I are. And now we're going for break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, Kimberly Moran, will be online right after this.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You are some messed up white people.
All righty then. We are back. You'll listen to Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I always tell you that, too. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you become part of the problem is you read stuff, you believe everything that comes across your desk, you send it to me as gospel truth, and then I find out that you've been fooled. So don't do that. Do your homework. Let's not be them, okay? That would be, like, really cool. Anyhow, someone who is definitely not them, Kimberly Marin, joins me every week, and I always appreciate her time with me and her take on the issues as they come up. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it's always, in New England, it's a little, I keep telling people, it's a whole different world in New England and New England politics. And matter of fact, of any place on the country where you could truly at one point talk about, you know, religion and politics at the same time, it was, well, I always had it, in Boston. We were always talking about politics, always talking about how that tied back to religion and stuff like that. And they were usually very spirited, if you know what I mean. And but everybody was able to get a hamburger afterward, you know what I mean?
Right.
You went to Joe and Nemo's for a hot dog and you know what I'm saying, and a Coke.
That, I don't know when that changed. That it's a recent change.
Okay.
Under the Obama administration, really. The left really became hateful, bigoted, intolerant people under the Obama administration. Like, they were before that, but it was mostly extreme people.
Right.
Then they truly became that way. It's sad because it's much better. Any country does much better if you can have actual reasonable discussions and you know, maybe compromise or come to at least agree to disagree. But it's not that way any longer. It's too late for that. The left has abused people who disagree with them for far too long. So even if they wanted to compromise now, I would tell them to go screw. Because I won't.
No, listen. You're seeing stuff happen across this country we only read about, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. When you have a governor, and you know, God bless the sheriffs. People don't realize the difference between a sheriff and a police department. You know, when you have a police department, you have
sheriffs are supposed to uphold that. Yeah,
that's appointed and can be pulled down anytime. Yeah. Can be fired at any particular time. But when you have a sheriff, they can't just remove him because he's been elected
by
the people. So
yep,
I think I'm almost sure. And if it's not 100%, it's 99.9% of the sheriffs in California have said they will not enforce the governor's stay-at-home order. Period.
I wish they would take the governor to prison. He's not even my governor. Yeah, I'm seeing more and more people, regular people, like you said, rise up. Especially in places like New York and California, where usually people just, obviously they're complicit because that's why they have extreme left-wing government. But more people need to do that, to be honest. More people need to say, you know what, your law is ridiculous. You don't follow your own law. I'm not going to either. I'm not going to let you destroy my life even more than you already have.
Agreed. You know, agree. I've been saying this for weeks about the church. Go. All of you just need to go. Let them bring the buses. Let them rent as many buses as they need. They're not going to do it. You know? I mean, seriously. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I keep hearing from more and more people, small business owners, elderly people who are isolated. You know, there's more suicides. People whose children are seriously suffering because of this remote BS.
Oh, and they care about the kids.
The political class doesn't care.
They care about the unions, kids, though.
The unions hate the kids. The unions only care about the paycheck. They don't give a crap about the kids. And I'm not talking about individual teachers. I'm talking about specifically the teachers' unions, and that is a fact. And the leaders of them have said that before. I get it. But
there are
they shouldn't be the ones.
Great teachers out there. We both know that.
Absolutely. What I'm saying. That's why I try to always specify. It's not the teachers. It's the teachers' unions.
Yep. Yeah.
It's this whole thing is. I don't know what's going to end up happening, but we can't trust the government. Period. I mean, some of us have known that for a long time. But now regular Americans are seeing that. I was actually recently in your favorite place, Massachusetts, and I was seeing my stylist. And, you know, I'm not going to say where or anything, but someone came in and masks weren't on exactly how they were supposed to be. And someone came in and was the mask Nazi and said, your mask isn't on right. You need to fix your mask. And I wanted to say, I can't repeat what I wanted to say, but what the government is doing is also empowering these mega Karens to bully people who don't necessarily agree with them and don't want to follow their edicts.
Listen. They're adult hall monitors, right?
Yeah, mega Karens.
Think about it. They're adult. Remember the old hall monitors from high school or junior high school, wherever? You know, they would tell you where you had to go and get to your class and all this other stuff.
That was kind of elementary school. I don't remember that in junior high or high school.
A long time ago, huh? Yeah. I remember that. But I hear some of these people like, come on, what are you, really? I mean, the kindergarten term was tattletale, but, you know, you got them running around. Like I said, the L.A. city mayor has basically said, look, we get complaints on you having people in your home. We're going to shut off your water and your electricity. That's not Gestapo.
That's so disturbing to me. That is just, oh, my God, I can't even. And it's so disturbing to me. Now, we have a mask mandate in New Hampshire that was just put into place. I have not worn a mask anywhere I've gone. I've only gone to a few places because I like point, click, pay, deliver. But the few places that I have gone, not one person said anything to me. Not one.
No.
And go, maybe it's because I have resting you-know-what face. And I didn't realize it. And I even asked my husband, I said, honey, when my face is just normal, I'm not, like, talking or anything, I'm like, do I look like a witch? And he looks at me, he's like, yeah, kind of. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, this means that's why people aren't bothering me, because they know I might snap a twig and go off on them. So it's just mind your business. If you're that afraid, don't go out. Because guess what? That mask isn't going to stop you from getting COVID if it's out there and you're near someone who has it.
Yeah, that's the big thing, too.
That mask isn't going to...
That's right. Don't go out. And if you do go out, wear a mask. And if you've got a mask on, it protects you so much. Don't worry about the other person not wearing a mask. Just kind of stay away from them.
Yep.
This is not brain surgery. Yep. I don't even need a college degree to figure this one out. You know?
Neither do apparently the people who work for the CDC.
So, I was talking about this earlier, and I said, you know, they're talking about how bad this is, and again, you and I have two brain cells at work, and we're sitting here, and we're saying, okay, help me understand something here. You've got the seasonal flu. What was it, last year or the year before? Over 80,000 people died of the seasonal flu.
Just like disappeared.
Oh, it's gone. Just totally gone. We can't even find
Same
a couple hundred deaths from the seasonal flu, and we're in December. We can't find anywhere. You know, the numbers of people that have the seasonal flu, or had, and again, we're in December, because you know why? The government doesn't pay you any extra money if you die of any other thing other than COVID. Right? Think about that. My area that I live in has over 300,000 people living in it. We have a hospital for 300,000, I know, but we have a hospital that has a COVID ward, whatever, for lack of a better term. They have 60 beds, and the 60 beds are almost full. And now oh my God, this is going to get so bad. And I'm thinking to myself, you have 300,000 people, you have 60 beds, you're almost full. How is this a pandemic? I'm trying to understand. It doesn't even match the percentage of numbers of people that are sick.
Right? I
don't know.
I don't, you know, the sad part is, as we've talked about before, COVID cultists are becoming the newest rage from the climate change cult, because they're making money off it now. Researchers, scientists, all these people are making money off of the COVID cult. And the more they push this, the more that they continue to claim it's lions and tigers and bears, oh my, the more these people are going to come out of the woodwork. And it's just going to be like, this is how global warming alarmism started. This is exactly how.
Yep.
If it didn't exist, if the scientists who keep making all these claims didn't exist to continue making the claims, they wouldn't have jobs and they wouldn't be making money at it.
Right.
And you notice, voices of dissent from other scientists aren't allowed.
No dissent is allowed.
That's the problem. Okay. That should tell you everything you need to know.
And no,
GraniteGrock.com and Conservative IND. I know you're going to ask me already.
Well, yeah. Well, good. Next time I'll take a break. You can take it from there. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin, you have a great rest of the week. We'll catch up with you next Monday. A lot more coming up next hour. You want diagnosed? Dr. B will be with us shortly. We'll be right back.